Dear emerging, pre-emerging, and post-emerging poets. Lisa has asked me to write you a note in case you are feeling discouraged about some public aspects of your poetry. It's hard not to be discouraged when there is so much ignorance helplessly displayed toward our art. It is not surprising that you feel overly sensitive when poetry or your poetry is ignored. Books of poetry are left off best of lists. They are rarely reviewed in major venues, and when they are mentioned, it might be only for some perceived aspect of marketable content. Try to get past this. You are bringing your rare imagination and your love of language to the culture that needs those things. Poetry is not a specialized field. It has universal and eternal value. It has something most people start writing when they are children. It is something most people start writing when they are children. It is what humans read to each other at weddings and funerals. It takes us into vast spiritual adventures. It enacts original dreams. You do not need to dumb down your art or ignore a century of modernist practice to please what is sometimes called a larger audience. It is not a poet's job to simplify the mystery of existence or its lexicon. Is the life of the soul ever easy? When you feel downcast, keep in mind those who have encouraged you along the way and write for them. Imagine a stranger who might be reading one of your poems in secret someday. Try not to think about people who are writing facile things on the internet. Remember the radical ancestor poets who have gone before, especially those who received less acknowledgement than they should have, those whose genius was insufficiently recognized. Their poetry provides excellent company, as does the work of great living poets who offer inspiration and consolation. Read across aesthetic lines and identity groups, assembling a varied canon. When you feel paralyzed by the pointlessness of temporary fashion, or when dull or predictable work is lauded, try new things that will surprise you as you work for the joy of the process, remembering that all a writer needs are four true readers, and one of them can be a tree. Never look at your phone when walking downstairs. Do not destroy your body by self-medicating under poetic stress. Just write new poems and read them to your community. Keep the ego in balance, because the ego project is doomed to fail. If you don't receive the rewards you deserve from the outside world, and you very likely will not, try to celebrate the good work of others. Hold love in your heart. Work for justice for humans and non-humans, and keep writing. Love, Brenda.